Hairclan Publishing presents Near Death, Power of the Blood World, by Nancy Kilpatrick, narrated by Al Bernstein. The lunatic, the lover, and the poet are of imagination all compact. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. The rented Vauxhall Nova lurched through the rusted wrought iron gates. It sped up the quarter-mile single-lane road to the circular driveway and turned right. The wrong way to turn in England. Behind the wheel, a jittery blonde cracked bubblegum and stared wide-eyed at the stately home. She was far enough from the city of Manchester that the headlights of her little car produced a beam under the fading sky. She could see that the place was enormous. Two stories of stone spread out over a park-like untended lawn. Behind four white pillars stood an impressive double door. Flanking it right and left were windows. She counted 16 little panes of glass in each. This was her first time across the Atlantic, only her third trip outside New York City, and, except for the governor's mansion, they'd driven past when she and 40 other girls had been recruited for a private party in Albany. Zero had never seen anything even remotely like this place. She switched the ignition off and unzipped her leather jacket. Under the front seat lay a black calfskin backpack, and she pulled it out. Inside she found a man's handkerchief, a cotton ball, a teaspoon, a lighter, and a clear plastic syringe with a needle already attached. A side pocket held a sandwich baggie of pale brown powder, rolled fat as a cigar. After dropping a few pinches of powder onto the spoon and adding Coca-Cola from the can she had been sipping from, Zero flicked on the lighter. Within seconds, the combination of heat and Coke dissolved the powder. She used the cotton ball and laid the tip of the hypodermic in the liquid, then quickly withdrew the plunger, sucking up the heroin.